Jay wasn't having that Masters music, that piano stuff, and all. Yeah, he's like, nah.
Yeah, we had to change that real quick, fellas. It just got me down. I'm sad. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to stand on the couch tonight. And that stuff just put me to sleep.
Stand on the couch.
Jay probably reads those scores and says, what's the big deal? This is a hobby. It's not that hard, right, Jay?
Oh, you don't even want to get me started about the Masters tournament. We don't even want to go down that road.
Let's just take, huh?
Yeah, let's just stay. I mean, look, there was a lot of times they weren't allowing people like us, me and you, Drake. So,
yeah, that's, I know.
True.
You know,
I
a lot of people celebrate the Masters, and I get it. I understand it. But there's some things in the closet a lot of people don't like to discuss about the Masters.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. My boy went a few years ago, and, you know, he felt a little uncomfortable down there. Yeah, you know, just
this
the way he was treated.
Recently?
This is like
couple
10
years.
Years ago or so.
Okay.
Yeah, within the last 10 years. And, you know, he lives in Atlanta. He said, I'm going to go check it out. He you know, somehow got access. And, you know, he felt a little uncomfortable out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Tiger's trying to set the record for most consecutive Masters cuts made.
Right?
Yeah.
Well on his way. He's tied for 17th right now. So he's in a good position. Still a lot of golf left to go, obviously, but he's in a good spot.
And we're getting ready for the Kings and the Pelicans. Sense of anticipation. You could almost cut it with a knife. We've got players on both teams on the floor already, and so we spin forward to tomorrow when the Kings will be getting ready to play the Suns. Perhaps Isaiah Thomas will be out on the floor early, and if he is, Drapes is ready to pounce.
Down, yes. I'm walking down, and it's funny, IT tweeted out that, you know, he's excited to come to Sacramento. You know, he hit up pizza guys. You know, can he still get the hookup? When he comes in this building, if I see him warming up, I'm not ducking and dodging. I'm not afraid of the smoke. You know, if he got a problem with me, we're going to walk down there and talk it out. That's my guy from Boston, man. You know, we're going to hammer it out like men and then get him on the show.
We'd love to get him
on the show.
Yeah. So that's tomorrow, and obviously the Kings got a lot of pizza left in the box for tonight. We were just talking about the Athletics rankings, and they have Domas tier 4, and they also have Malik further down in tier 4. And Bo on the chat says, that is the most disrespectful list I've ever heard. Domas tier 4, shake my head. SMH.
Oh, that, he's fired up. I'm with you, Bo. How disrespectful is that? Tier 4.
Uh-huh.
With the Shingoons of the world and everything like that. We're talking, at least I am, about all NBA. At worst, he should be tier 2, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
Bo also says, I want the Kings to win 50. I wanted the Kings to win 50 coming into the season, but since we lose some of the winnable games, that goes into the water.
Yeah, I guess.
It's basketball.
It's basketball, and I went through the exercise yesterday. Look at the teams that we're grouped around. They all have bad losses. Just like the Sacramento Kings, we don't have the monopoly on that, on bad losses. So, yeah.
Well, here's what the Kings, one thing they need to do tonight if they're going to have a chance to beat the Pelicans. And Frankie touched on it when Frankie Cardicelli joined us earlier. The Pelicans have flat-out embarrassed the Kings in the rebounding department so far. As we know, they've played four times. In the first game, the Pelicans out-rebounded the Kings 55-36 with 10 offensive rebounds. The next game, which was just 2 days later, it was 48-38, Pels, so it was closer. Then they played here in January 42-38, four rebound edge. That's obviously reasonable, but the Pelicans had 13 offensive rebounds in that game. And then the last time they played, 51-25. I remember looking at the scoreboard going, wait, what?
Right, I remember
51-25, they out-rebounded.
Unbelievable. 25 rebounds.
Yeah, on a day when it looked like the Kings just, man, they should not even have shown up today.
I remember that one because my son was in the building, and he texted me, Dad, look at the rebounding stats. And I was like, you know, you ever see those memes where the eyes come out of somebody's head? I was like, whoa, really? It's embarrassing. And, you know, to your point, though, we talked about it. You know, when you only got one rebounder in Domas, you know, it's a lot of times it's being left on him. And I thought when you looked at it also in that series against the Warriors last year, rebounding was an issue. How many times did we see Domas wrapped up with Looney begging for his guys to come back and help rebound the ball? And so that's going to be critical tonight with Big Valanciunas out there.
You know, the Pelicans have had some success lately going small.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I mean, looking at these rebounding numbers, I don't even know if that's something that they would be trying tonight. They may not need to.
I think that plays into the Kings' hands.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I would do that if I'm New Orleans. And, you know, the one area where the Kings, you know, could have an advantage, the Pelicans are not good in close games. 13-15 in clutch games. Losing record. 10th worst in the NBA.
I have not noticed that.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so, there's
you
something.
Know, yeah, that's, you know, we just got to stay within striking distance. Don't let them come in and do what they did last time out and then, you know, basically run away with it from there. I like our chances late in getting this game because, like I said, Pelicans 13-15 in clutch situations tonight.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned this earlier, and I'm a little fuzzy on it. I remember it partially. Wasn't their coach laughing at the Kings or – After that last game, of some at half court, or they were having a wonderful time.
They were having a wonderful time.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was Willie Green that did that because him and Mike Brown, are really close, a mutual respect. But
maybe it was the game when they clinched the trip to Vegas. But there was one.
Oh yeah, it was that game. Yeah. That game they were having a party out here. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
yes. Herb Jones, Trey Murphy. Najee Marshall, all those guys, they were yucking it up. And, you know, because I think in that game, they remembered that, sure, they beat us twice in New Orleans and that the narrative was, all right, we got them now back here in this building.
Yeah.
We're ready for them. And they came in and did the same exact thing. And so, no, you're right. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I don't know if you agree. To me, I know the Kings have a score to settle and they've got to play with emotion. That's true, but they just really need to focus on execution tonight. The other stuff takes a backseat to the fact that you have to win this game. And, you know, and there's only three games left here, and you could end up in a much better position if you take care of your business in these last three games. If you're 9th or 10th, I would not want to be in that predicament.
Right.
If it comes to that, we'll deal with it, but – man, you want to avoid that.
Right. At 9th or 10th, you got to win two games to get in. And, you know, with the way this team has played and been, you know, sort of up and down, roller coastery, I don't like that. I like our chances in getting up for one game. But tonight is basically, far as I'm concerned, playoffs or season over. Like, can they, from 9 and 10 spot, make it? Yes. But it's highly unlikely. And so you got to keep your playoff hopes alive, man. It could end tonight, and you'd be forced to be in the play-in.
Great point by Brandon Dietzman on the chat. I think you're right, Brandon. That last game that they played here, which was the 133-100 game, Brandon says, I think that was the game Coach Brown said he wished the fans could get a refund.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, I remember that.
You're right.
That was thoroughly embarrassing. And that was the one where they just came back home, right? Yeah, that was a Sunday game, I think
it was. Yeah.
And, you know, they had just come off the win against Minnesota, if I'm correct. Was that game? And, you know, they were shorthanded, if I'm correct, without De'Aaron Fox. They had the team meeting earlier, you know, that week before and everything after the Denver loss. And then, bam, we got smacked up at home.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Bad matchup.
Bad matchup. But it's hard to beat a team five times in a row, Whitey.
I mean,
you're like, is it?
We're not flipping a coin, though. That's the thing, you know,
right.
Where you're playing a team that's already shown that in some ways they got your number. So
yeah.
I'd like to think that. I'm not sure that's true. Sounds good, but is it true?
If they got your number, they got your number. I'm trying to hype myself up.
I know.
Play along with me, please. Right.
That's one of those things you hear a lot in the NFL playoffs. Like if a team has beaten somebody twice, and then they got to play them in the playoffs. People say, well, it's hard to beat a team three times. And I looked it up. It's like, it's really not.
Really not, right? If you got their number and kicked their butt, it is what it is.
Yeah. So the most interesting thing about tonight is going to be to see how the Kings come out with either a more effective offense or they find some sort of change up or plan B for their offense.
Well, and that's the problem, man. You're talking about an elite defensive team here in the Pelicans. You know, when you look at their numbers, sixth in the defensive rating, third in steals, sixth in deflections. And so this team is elite. They're long and athletic. And I think this is one of those games where your offense has to be precise, on point, can't over-penetrate, can't get into a one-on-one battle. can't try to go into your bag. The spray threes. I want to see multiple paint touches to get this Pelicans team in rotation a lot. And so your offense got to be on point tonight, no doubt.
I think that perhaps when we say, oh, Domas has to do more, you know, if he continually has players collapsing on him defensively like he's had, I'm, you know, it's not reasonable, in my opinion, to expect him to somehow fight through that.
Force his way through,
Yeah.
Kick it out then.
The Kings just have to find some other way to counter. But, well, Domas needs to be better. If he's got three guys on him, that's, that, you know, well, you got to force it. That's probably not the best plan.
Yeah, and you're right. But, and this is something I said yesterday, what about the repost? What about collapsing the defense? They come in triple, kick it back out, then give it back to him. You know, I feel like too many times it's either, you know, Domas shoots it, or when he does pass it out, they're shooting it instead of, you know, really working it to him and giving it to him multiple times out there.
What did you think of what Gilbert Arenas had to say about the Kings and their fans? And what was he really saying? We're right back with that. Drive Guys, Sacktown Sports. Well, Drapes, you hear it looks like the feds have investigated the Ohtani situation.
I did see that.
Company line here, the official word is, looks like Shohei-san knew nothing about it.
Nothing.
And he's in the clear. And it's funny because a lot of people are having a hard time believing that.
Yeah, that's a lot of money to be moving and not to know anything about it. And, you know, some people have raised, you know, well, if you're a bookie and all this money is coming in from this guy who, you know, like, it has to be, you know, like, where's this guy getting this money from?
Right,
you know,
right.
And so, yeah, it's but this guy's a cash cow, man. Like, Major League Baseball is.
Well, I can see how baseball would want to protect him. I have a hard time imagining that the feds, I don't think they'd care. You know, they went after Barry Bonds. They
yeah, that's true.
Guys for different reasons, but I can't imagine. We'll see where the investigation goes, but I don't think the feds would have any interest in, oh, it's Shohei Ohtani, we got to protect him.
Yeah, you're right about that. And the feds, you know, a lot of times when they do bring charges or have something, it's because they got real evidence. Like,
yeah.
So maybe they, you know, they can't connect the dots on this, but it does seem kind of fishy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We'll
keep an eye on that. Have you been watching any baseball?
A little bit. Not a whole lot.
Baseball coming here next year?
Hey, the A's got a chance to win another series. Two straight series. Ever since the announcement that they were coming to Sacramento, they've been on fire since last week. And so shout out to them, man. They're winning a couple of games.
Uh-huh.
You know? Giants, meanwhile, reeling a little bit, struggling a little bit. So.
Did you see Philly's new City Connect uniforms they're going to be wearing? They came out last week. I'll have to show you.
Yeah, you guys.
They're blue, and they have, like, gothic lettering Philly across the front. Blue pants, blue tops, blue caps with, I think, the Liberty Bell.
Like old-school blue Philly? Like, you know, back Mike Schmidt days of Philly?
I don't know. It's kind of a odd shade of blue. It's not red. He's just bringing it up. Almost like a turquoise.
Yeah, I don't like that. That doesn't say Philly at all.
I didn't think
like,
so.
No, that says
what
that,
you're not connecting with. I don't know what you're connecting with, but it's not Philly baseball history.
No, that's pretty bad. There's no red in there. That's not even a real blue,
right?
In there. Yeah, that you know that looks like the Marlins maybe or somebody like that. Not the Phillies.
I was wondering what you thought of that.
Nah.
The Giants this week. I think it was two nights ago, they were supposed to wear their throwback, or not their throwbacks, their City Connect, which are orange, but they couldn't because, you know, Fanatics is doing the uniforms this year, and they didn't send them out in time. They're behind.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
behind on the production.
What?
Yeah, it's real fiasco with these uniforms, which players are sliding and then they're tearing.
Yeah.
It's like they ordered them off Etsy or something.
Right. Somebody in, in their basement with a needle and thread just trying to put them together.
Yeah, you know? It's not a good look.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're still anxiously awaiting the A's here next year. As for tonight, Gilbert Arenas had some interesting things to say about who's going to emerge from the play-in to actually make the playoff. What in the world is he talking about?
That guy, sometimes people have too much of an outlet. And Gilbert Arenas is making a name. Fantastic basketball player. I like
ahead
watching.
Ahead of his time.
Yeah. Yes. Can you imagine him in today's game? Oh, he'd be cooking.
Yeah.
But he's saying things now that's just trying to go viral. Everything he says, trying to piss somebody off.
Yeah. On his podcast, Gil's Arena, he said, Golden State and the Lakers are about to be in the playoffs. Them other two teams that got no fan base, get out of here. We don't want to see it. That's TV. You'd rather have Lakers and Warriors than the Pelicans. Pelicans in Sacramento are 5 or 6 games. Nobody's watching those games, says Gilbert Arenas. He says no fan base here for the Pelicans or for the Kings.
Hold on. James, hold on for a second. Let me get this thought out, James. Let me get this thought out, big fella. Regarding Gilbert Arenas, this is a small-minded view of things. I can go back 10, 15 years ago. The Warriors weren't the Warriors.
Right.
Like, the Milwaukee Bucks before Giannis weren't the Milwaukee Bucks. So what is he talking about? And we know the Kings have a big fan base. We know last year they were league pass team of the year. They were one of the most exciting teams of the year. So what is he talking about?
Yeah, the Warriors and the Kings had really good ratings last year.
Yes, yes. There was a reason why all those games were on ABC each weekend. You know, it wasn't on NBA TV or it wasn't on, you know, some of these alternate
channels.
That's
why the Warriors and Kings played 14 times in the first 2 weeks of the season.
This is a guy with a big platform and a big microphone that doesn't know what the heck he's talking about.
Do you think maybe he's saying the NBA won't let those teams in? They will let the Warriors and Lakers in because they're bigger market teams. I heard it. It didn't sound like that's what he meant.
Yeah, I heard it too. I didn't think that's what he meant. But I would imagine from a broadcast partner's standpoint, ESPN, TNT, having the Lakers or Warriors in there, yes, makes more sense. We know that. And I think the league is fretting, and these networks are fretting, a Lakers-Warriors 9-10 matchup because one of them is out after that. You know, you only get them for one game. And so I wouldn't be surprised if somebody in the league is like, man, I hope we get to see, you know.
If I'm being completely honest, and why wouldn't I be, that's one of the things that worries me about a potential 9-10 game, Kings and Lakers or Kings and Warriors. I don't know if you could count on getting a fair whistle.
Oh, no, you can't do that, White. You can't already lay that out there.
I'm being honest.
We ain't even finished the regular season, and you're already setting this up
for the conspiracy theory. And I'm just telling you, that's how I feel. It worries me.
You know what you're doing. Your inner Phil Jackson. You know how Phil Jackson used to talk about and then try to influence the referees so that next game, you know, they get – that's. I see what you're doing. That's that reverse psychology.
Yeah.
There's no way they would give Sacramento a fair whistle next week. We start beating that drum, maybe Scott Foster and the boys hear that and say, you know what? I'm going to prove them wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give De'Aaron Fox 12 free throws tonight. Mm-hmm. 15 free throws tonight.
Remember game 6. It's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
We'll never get over it. Those of us who remember against the Lakers. I know it's a terrible way to think, but I can't help but worry about it.
James, what do you got?
That's right.
What are you?
Right.
Oh. Oh, I get the fresh popcorn? The chips. Oh, the nacho chips.
Yeah,
check that out right there. Popcorn machine broken?
No.
Oh, all right, all right. Appreciate
you,
man.
You're happy with the change.
Nah, I know.
I tell you, the
popcorn in the bucket, that's fresh. That's why I like
those. Victory nachos.
Yes.
That's what those are.
Right, right.
Yeah, victory nachos tonight.
Tomorrow. All right, chips tonight? Okay, I can rock with that.
Yeah.
Thank you, James.
Yeah, thank you, James. Yeah, because right now, let's face it, the chips, Chips are down.
That's the visual aid right there.
Kings
need to bring them back up.
Rise up. Turn this thing around tonight. Gilbert Arenas, wonderful talent, funny guy. Doesn't know what he's talking about.
Has no idea. Just yapping. And, you know, that's not even the most controversial thing he said, too. Usually, but now he's coming after our city, our team. I can't let him slide with that.
That's just factually wrong. When we come back, it's not about the emotion. It's about the execution tonight for the Kings. Drive Guys on Sacktown Sports. On the chat from the end, let's be 100% real. Golden State and the load managers aren't going anywhere, even if they manage to get out of the play-in. I know a couple days ago you disagreed with that as far as the Lakers. You thought they had a shot.
I really do. I think outside of Denver, pretty much almost everybody has a shot to go deep, make it to the Western Conference Finals. And if Malik comes back, I think the Kings have a shot too. I wish we had Kevin Huerter, but... yeah, I think the Lakers can make some noise. I think they can beat OKC. I think they can beat Minnesota, yes.
Family Slagle says, sorry, Whitey, I'm looking at the Nuggets in a 7-game series. You don't need to apologize for that. That would be tremendous.
What, us taking on the –
yeah, in a 7-game series?
That means you made it in.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I'm okay with that. And, you know, if we lose, okay, we lose. But at least, you know, that's back-to-back playoff appearances for the Kings. Think about it like this, Whitey, too.
I've been thinking about it all year.
With this play-ins situation, we went 16 straight seasons without a postseason berth. We ended the drought. Are we starting a new one? Like, basically, this would be the start of a new one. And so, if you don't make it to the playoffs. So, you know what I mean? Like, so there's a, you know, it's hard to think of a scenario where it's a successful season or an okay season if you don't get into the main draw, the main tournament.
Everybody loves the play-in, and I heard Chris today with Stiles and Watkins, and Chris was talking about how he's not crazy about it, and he said that Sam Amick has, you know, they have one of the players' polls coming up soon in The Athletic. It's not out yet, but Sam today said some of the players aren't crazy about the play-in. And when you think about it, yeah, it's a lot of fun, but if you're 7 or you're 8 –
like it's you're like, no, I'm
yeah.
in.
Yes.
I played 82 yes. games. I should be
yes.
in, right?
Yes.
You're right about that, man. Seriously, if you're one of these two teams,
yeah.
two teams we're looking at now, you know, 6-8, Pelicans and Kings, you're like, we played 82 games.
Uh-huh. And we're 7.
And we've
and
earned it.
And
we're 7.
And
how are they getting an opportunity?
Yeah.
I get it. But that's fans
what
love
it. Is,
it you know?
It, yeah. Yeah. You don't like it, then you got to finish 6th, which the Kings can still do if they win tonight. I said this earlier. Are you with me on this? I think tonight is not so much about intensity. The intensity has to be there, but more important than that tonight to me is the Kings have to execute because they have such a small margin for error.
No, I'm with you. And I go back to, you know, what I said last segment about the offense has to be on point.
Crisp. Yeah.
Can't be the over-penetration. Can't be, you know, dribbling into traffic. Can't try to challenge Valanciunas if it ain't there. Like, you got to be connected offensively. This has to be your best kind of offense. And then same thing defensively, too. You got to be locked in. And so I don't think it's all about effort or intensity, like you were saying, because I thought the effort was there the other night against OKC.
I did, too.
They just didn't execute properly and didn't knock down shots. Like, tonight, everything has to be on point.
If Mike Brown wanted to do anything differently, what options would he have? And I'm not saying he will. He may not. Maybe he feels like, no, we're going to stick with what we're doing and just do it better. But if he did, if he and his coaches were looking at, well, what is there anything we could do different? What would you even see as options? Let me start with this. We're just spitballing. Would, as a starter, if you had Trey as a starter, would you even look at that? Would that accomplish anything?
I don't think so. And I don't.
I'm with you tonight. I thought about. I'm sorry, but
no, yeah, I just don't think so. Because first of all, you're 80 games into the season, and now you're doing this. Guys are comfortable in their roles. I would do what he's been doing. If HB doesn't have
yeah.
it going,
yeah.
All right, I'm riding Trey Lyles more. I wouldn't change the starting lineup, mm-hmm. but I think I would have a short leash for some guys tonight.
Yeah, I thought Frankie had a good point. The thing is, no matter what fans think of HB. He is capable of doing things that you need,
yeah.
and you have to give him the chance to show that maybe tonight or tomorrow night that he's going to give that to you. Give him that opportunity.
You got to give him the opportunity. I mean, we did get some good news that Keegan Murray is going to play tonight.
Yeah.
He is available. JaVale McGee listed as questionable with an illness. For the Pelicans, no Brandon Ingram, no Larry Nance Jr., Cody Zeller available. Najee Marshall, questionable with that left shoulder contusion still. But, no, I think when it comes to HB, and I think Mike has done, you know, a fantastic job. And, all right, if you're not cooking, and we know Mike Brown, if you got it going on, he'll rock with you.
He took him out because he didn't shoot the ball, right, in the last game?
Is that what it was?
I think that might have been part of it. Obviously, he wasn't playing as well as he could play. Wasn't playing great, but I think he was passing up some shots.
Yeah.
Which, you know, with Mike.
Right. Which interesting about Harrison Barnes last game. He took 10 free throws, Whitey. So he was being aggressive. He just wasn't – he was 1 of 8 from the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where, you know, if he hits 2 or 3 more shots, then he has, you know, a pretty interesting game. But his shots didn't fall. And so I just wonder, man, like at this point of the season, because guys have not been consistent, I'll talk about Harrison Barnes, Chris Duarte, you know, and Mike has said it too. Other than Keegan, Fox, and Sabonis, everybody else is on a trial by, you know, every night is a trial for them.
Yeah, it's the chicken or the egg thing.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you got to play more consistently to play more. Well, I can't play more consistently unless I play more.
Play more, unless you get the consistent minutes.
Yeah.
I do think that has been a struggle for some guys this season. I think they haven't been allowed to play through their mistakes and their struggles. Because everything has been so heightened here in the Western Conference this season.
What do you think of the way Colby's been playing since he started?
He's been solid. He's been okay. I'm not going to, you know, etch him into Springfield or he's not going to be at the Hall of you know, the All-Star game next year in San Francisco.
Can we put his name up at Hardwood Palace at least?
Yeah, he might be, you know, get a brick outside Golden 1 or something like that. We might be able to give him. But he's been good. But, you know, I look at late in the game against OKC the other day, you know, and we had Brendan on earlier. Like, the lack of experience, you know, at times on the floor with our guys. When you have Keon, when you have Kobe out there, you know, and they're doing a fantastic job. But experience matters, man. It really does.
Keon had the play where they drove and they were down 5, and then he tried to shovel it to Domas.
Right.
It was too hard. And people remember that play. But to me, the play that was, oh, my goodness, is when he came down on the break and he jumped in the air at the foul line and had nowhere to go and threw the ball.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's, like you say, that's like, well, that's an experience.
An experience. I mean, and you're relying on guys that you did not think would even be in the rotation this year. Colby Jones, Keon Ellis, and, you know, Davion's played extremely well, but – you know, he was buried at one point earlier this season. And so we go back to the roster that we talked about last segment or two segments ago. This team has some holes when it comes to the roster.
Colby reminds me of one of those guys who...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Be on Utah or on Denver even, and I know Denver is really, you know, they're the defending champs, but a rookie who they'd bring in and they'd give him regular minutes, and by the end of the year he'd be like, man, that guy's solid.
Christian Brown.
Yeah.
You know, look at him now. He's a second-year player, and Peyton Watson was a rookie, you know.
Exactly.
Like those guys, and so, you know, I don't know about, you know, our rookies. I mean, but we also got to remember, the, you know, second-round pick we're talking about. you know, undrafted players we're talking about. It's not like these guys are late first rounders or, you know, lottery picks that, you know what, they're going to come in. Yes, and let's also, you know, think about it too. This Sacramento Kings team at the position that we're talking about those guys, they were actually pretty deep coming into the season, right?
Yeah, yeah. Too many guys. Yeah. By the way, you mentioned we're just joking about putting somebody's name on a brick. Did you hear what's going on with the Giants over that? The San Francisco Giants?
Yeah, I heard.
Oh, my goodness.
Refresh. They were going to take out the
– when they built the park, some people bought these bricks, and then, you know, you'd have it engraved for some event or someone, like someone who's no longer with us. And then they decided they're going to move that area. So they're moving all the bricks, and they're not where people go into the stadium, and people are really mad because they paid for that.
Did they reverse course on that or no? Because I thought I was reading that public outcry.
That. Yeah.
You know, may had them rethinking
they may have had,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Public outcry combined with the possibility of, you know, legal action. I could see how maybe they would have reconsidered that.
Because you donate.
Hello,
because
I paid
for this spot, you know, right here. No, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
Oh, we've got Antonio Daniels coming up top of the hour,
right? Yes. I got some news regarding Antonio Daniels. He's not calling the game, but he is going to come over early, be in person with us, because he's going to go buy his son a De'Aaron Fox jersey. Wow. How about that, right? This is the biggest game of the year, and AD's out here buying the enemy's jersey. I like it.
The type of guy you are, you're probably going to get it for him as a way of thanking him for coming on our show.
Maybe even getting them signed for him. You know, that's the kind of guy I am out here. Heck no. He's the enemy tonight. He's the enemy. Shoot, you better go to Walmart or Dick's Sporting Goods or something. You ain't getting no authentic jersey here. Get him out of here.
When we come back, what do the Kings need to do tonight? It's simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. Three things they have to do tonight. Next, Drive Guys, Sactown Sport. Thanks, Kyle Draper, for setting me straight on that Giants brick controversy.
Oh, did you look that up?
The original plan was, they were replacing the commemorative bricks, which were laid next to the McCovey statue beyond right field. They were gonna get rid of the bricks, and they were gonna have a digital kiosk that would display the messages originally on the bricks. So, like, we'll never forget you, Grandpa.
Right,
and the brick there would be, it's on the digital kiosk. Let me press the button. So anyway, following outcry from fans, the Giants quickly reversed course on that plan.
Good, but man, it has been an off season of like blunders from them. You know, getting rid of Rennell, like to that, like this is a TED talk on what not to do when you run a franchise.
So, good luck to the Giants there. They actually won yesterday, right? So
no, they did. They got to win.
A rough start.
Let me say something real quick.
Yeah,
you know, because I was just thinking about it. I'm golfing tomorrow. And I'm sitting here, I got my second screen going on, I'm watching the Masters, and I'm golfing with my guy Dan, and I'm going to let you guys know how many Kirkland golf balls I see tomorrow. I don't know why that popped into my head. Not saying Dan is the guy that plays with Kirkland, wink, nod, nod, but I'm going to let you guys know how many Kirklands I see out there on the course. I'm excited, bro.
You say something now at this point when someone you're playing with has a Kirkland, do you comment?
No, I can't say anything. Like I might
can't even say, Kirkland, huh?
Right. That's not
that
like a Seinfeld.
How's
episode.
That Kirkland treat you?
I know. Dan and I are close enough now where I might say, bro, your game is too good for Kirkland. What are you doing, man? Like, you know, at least get a Srixon or something like that. You know what I mean? Kirkland. So I might say something tomorrow. So
maybe it's a tremendous ball. We were going to do our tests, but we haven't done those yet.
We haven't. Yeah, we haven't. Yeah. That's we need to go out to Hagen Oaks.
Yeah.
And just hit a bunch of balls and see how the flight and everything, you know, the launch monitor and the angle and everything.
They got that Swedish military technology stuff out there.
Yes.
They can tell you everything.
Yes, they can tell you everything, you know. Yeah, and so I'm actually in the market for some new golf balls, and so Kirkland might be on the
Tomlin. They may not even gonna let y'all bring them on to the course.
I know, right? You might as well play with some rocks, you know, some pebbles, some stones.
They have a security thing you got to go through and confiscate everybody. What are you doing? Just checking for Kirkland.
Can you imagine?
You know how many Kirkland you're good.
Like an X-ray machine, and you got them in your pocket. It got like 20 of them in your pocket.
Whoop, whoop. We found him, sir.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
Here you go. Three things the Kings need to do tonight. If I speak of the team, it's like, these are the three things you have to do.
No, hold on.
Yeah.
Whitey's wish list, right?
What happened to that, right? Yeah. This would be my wish list for tonight. And it's very simple and it's very direct, and I don't think this is going to surprise anybody. You got to make shots, you got to diversify the offense, and you have to rebound. And you have to do those three things. It's like, you must do those three things to win tonight, I think.
Yeah.
You don't do any one of those. All right, playing time.
And I agree, at the top of your list, make shots. Because if you're making shots against this team,
this guy,
Kevin John in the building.
This guy.
Second best dressed dude in sports media around here. Hey, looking good, bro. Drape strip, my guy. Love you, Kevin. That's a good dude right there. Great guy.
Yeah, I know, Kevin. I know.
Love Kevin.
That was Whitey's wish.
Oh, that's Whitey's wish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jay.
So,
But you have to do those three.
I was quick.
Like, you do one of these or two of these. Yeah.
Listen to Jay. But here's the thing, and you're right, Whitey. If you're making shots against this team, that signals other things are happening.
Uh-huh.
It's not just you're hitting contested threes. No, you're breaking down their defense to get good looks. And so, no, I'm with you on that, you know. And the rebounding situation, too. They've owned you on the glass this season. And so I need somebody other than Domas to step up on the rebounding side of things, too.
Yeah.
I'm looking at 8-10 for Keegan Murray. To happen.
Yeah, I know you've talked to people about rebounding, and it's interesting the responses you get. I know Harold Presley told me one time, he said, you just have to have one guy, or that's what he does. That's what he does in his mind, is getting the ball. And other people, coaches would tell you, and I think it applies to tonight, you've got to have as a team the gang rebounding mentality.
Our guy Antonio Daniels just stepped up.
How are you, sir?
Dog, hold on, man. You ain't working tonight? Look at he all casual in here. Got his people on the YouTube. They can see him. Look at casual. You want to jump in right now? You want to stay with us for two blocks? Or? All right, come on. Stay. He's going to stay with us for two blocks here, man. I appreciate you. What's going on, baby?
13-year NBA veteran, Pels TV analyst, Antonio Daniels. Nice enough to join us. One of our favorite.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Guests we've had here. We were just talking about how important it is, sir, for the Kings. They've got to rebound tonight, and the Pels, your Pels, have shoved them all over the place in the rebounding department. The Kings have to find a way to rebound tonight.
You know, the thing is, the New Orleans Pelicans are one of the teams that can actually match and even surpass the physicality of the Sacramento Kings. Mm. So a lot of times, that's their advantage. Their advantage is Domas Sabonis. You know, how strong he is, how physical he is. You know, the physicality that he brings to the game. But the Pelicans can actually match that. Mm. And it's not a lot of teams. If you go through the Western Conference and you look at some of these teams, like obviously the Lakers can't. You know, you look at Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City can't. A lot of teams are – because the center position is different now.
Yeah.
Now it's almost like longer, leaner is different than bigger. Mm-hmm. You know, and Jonas is bigger. This has been a good matchup for him.
And Antonio, obviously you're an NBA vet. I look at physicality as something other than just size or strength. I look at it as a mindset. Talk about the physical mindset that you guys bring night in and night out.
Well, you know, it's crazy. I was just talking to Reggie Miller a minute ago, who's doing the game.
Oh, Reggie now? Okay, yeah.
And I said, the thing about this team is, excuse me, You got a top five defense mm-hmm. with no rim protection. Mm. And you know where that starts? That starts at the point of attack on the perimeter. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's the physicality that you speak to.
Right.
A lot of times people equate physicality with paint presence.
Yeah.
Physicality yeah. starts on the perimeter too.
Right.
Right? Not getting pushed around. Mm. You know, kind of setting the tone defensively. When you have guys that are really good point of attack defenders, now it kind of, I don't want to say it minimizes, but you don't need rim protection as much. When you think of rim protection and you're driving in the paint for the Pelicans, who are you looking back for? You're not looking back for Victor Wembanyama. You're not looking back for Chet Holmgren. You're not right. looking back for Rudy Gobert, because you have guys like Herb Jones, Dyson Daniels, Najee Marshall, Jose Alvarado. Those guys are really good point of attack defenders. And that's for us, a lot of times that's where the physicality starts, is on the perimeter.
So Antonio Daniels with this. So you look at the way they defend on the perimeter. De'Aaron Fox has not shot the ball well against your team. You mentioned Domas has a tough time matching the physicality. Is that the main reason why the Pels are 4-0? Because this is a tough matchup for the Kings' two best
yes.
players.
Yes. And the thing is, like, this league, and I'm not telling you guys something you don't know. This league is all about matchups. Styles make fights. Mm. You know, you can look at the triangle between the Los Angeles Lakers, the Denver Nuggets, and the Oklahoma City Thunder. One of them can't beat the other one.
Right.
The other one can't beat the other one. The other one can't beat the other one. So it's like,
yeah,
because it's all about matchups. And if you have a team that you are playing against that they have multiple guys to throw at your best players, then that's when you need someone else to step up. And that someone else, and this is, that's why for me, Malik Monk is my sixth man of the year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because he's been that someone else that can offset De'Aaron Fox and Domas Sabonis having a subpar or mediocre night. So losing him,
well, yes,
that
yes.
hurts.
We've noticed
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
that
hurts. It's a different team
yes.
without Malik Monk
yes.
Out
and
there.
And also his swagger.
Right.
Just the like, he brings a different attitude to the Sacramento Kings team that's not present when he's not there.
And Antonio, the other thing that he brings, I know you've played combo guard, you played point guard. He's a much better distributor point
yep.
guard
Agreed.
Than we knew, than anyone knew. And he says, I could always do it, but we didn't know that till he got here.
So on our SiriusXM show today, we were talking about the top point guards heading into free agency this summer, right? You look at Russell Westbrook and James Harden and Tyus Jones. D'Angelo Russell has an option.
Yeah.
And then we threw Malik Monk in there.
In the point guard category.
Ah. Right, in the point guard category. Even though for me, he's more of a 2-1. But think about it. In today's NBA, who is traditional
right.
anymore?
You know,
traditional point guards are like traditional big men.
Yep.
They're dinosaurs. Now everybody is a lead guard. Mm. Lead guard means I can play both. C.J. McCollum is a lead guard. He's not a point guard.
Right.
Russell Westbrook is a lead guard. You know, the Chris Pauls and Tyus Joneses, that you can probably count the amount of traditional point guards on your hands.
On your hands.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, we were talking about that last week,
mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact. You know, as this game is approaching here, you know, I said kind of jokingly, it's hard to beat a team five times in a season. I will say this. Last time you guys were in here, you guys took joy in kicking our butts. Do you think, as a player, when you have a team's number, you walk into an arena super confident?
Yes. And there are certain arenas, and I will be lying to you guys if I told you I can explain it. I cannot. There are certain arenas, for whatever reason, that you feel better in, that you shoot the ball better in. And I'm speaking from experience here. I'm not speaking from an opinion standpoint.
Right.
I'm speaking from experience. There are certain places that you feel more comfortable in. The last three times prior to the game a couple days ago that Devin Booker played against the Pelicans, he had 162 points. Is that coincidental?
And that's against you guys.
Right.
Like, with that
when you have Herb Jones, who's
right.
first team on defense, when you have a Jose Alvarado, when you have a Dyson Daniels, when you have really good defenders, like, sometimes, for whatever reason, again, it goes back to matchups. Some gyms, you just feel better shooting the ball in. It's just a comfort level that comes along with it. But you also don't want that comfort level to be too much.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because the thing is, it's tough to beat a team four times, just like it's tough to sweep a team. And to beat a team five times is very, very difficult as well.
Right.
Now, we have to take a quick time out.
For sure.
Are you able to stay with us?
Yeah, for sure.
Got things, are you?
Yeah.
All right,
oh,
thank
yeah.
you. And we appreciate you coming by. We could have just talked on the phone, so thank you. For
oh, man, I'm here. The only thing I got to do here is I got to get my little boy a De'Aaron Fox jersey.
Need the employee? Oh, no, you got your
ID. Oh, I get it. I get it. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm prepared.
Yeah.
More with Antonio Daniels coming up. Kings and the Pelicans, a big one tonight. It's the Drive Guys on Sacktown Sports.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.